You're listening to a podcast from Washington Post Live, bringing the Post's newsroom to life on stage.
Freedom of the press around the world is in grave danger. With threats of violence against journalists continuing to rise, safeguarding press freedom has never been more critical. According to Reporters Without Borders, a total of 348 journalists were detained for providing news and information in 2018. On April 18th, The Washington Post and Reporters Without Borders, the world's largest non-governmental organization specializing in the defense of media freedom, held a conversation on freedom of the press around the world. In this segment, Reporters Without Borders revealed the findings of the 2019 World Press Freedom Index, measuring the degree of freedom that journalists and news organizations enjoy in 180 countries. Let's listen.
Hello, I'm Mary Jordan. I'm a national correspondent for The Washington Post and spent many, many years running around the world as a foreign correspondent. I'm delighted this morning to introduce our guest, Sabine Dolan. She's the executive director of Reporters Without Borders. And she is going to talk to us about the 2019 report on world press freedom. And what this index is, looked at 180 countries around the world and said, how do they rank when you look at the ability of the press to give information to the public? Mm-hmm. Now, let's take a look. Right at the top of the list, not a huge surprise, Norway, Finland, Sweden. Consistently up there. Why is that, Sabine?
Yeah, these are kind of our index Olympians. They typically hold the top spots of our index. Press freedoms are a long-standing tradition in these countries. It's reflected in their constitution and also in their shared values, cultural values. You may remember when President Trump was visiting Helsinki in July 2018, there were billboards from the airport to the city that said, "Welcome, Mr. President, to the land of the free press."
Wow. More on that later this morning. Let's take a look at the bottom of the list. Eritrea, North Korea, Turkmenistan, right there at the bottom of 180 countries. Tell us about...
Yeah, well, we've nicknamed the Infernal Trio. This is because these three countries have held the bottom spots for many years. They're essentially information black holes. Turkmenistan this year was dropped to the last position. This is really a reflection of a violent crackdown on the few remaining independent journalists who were reporting clandestinely. And North Korea, which is usually, well, which has often been at the last position, went up by one position this year just to reflect Kim Jong-un's openness, or just a little bit of progress in the openness through his meetings with foreign leaders.
But you see in these countries that people often have to go to the border to try to get information coming in from airwaves from outside of the borders, complete black hole. How about the United States? What's the news this year?
Well, the United States dropped three positions this year, and for the first time, its ranking has been downgraded from satisfactory to problematic, and this in the country of the First Amendment. You know, there was obviously the tragic newsroom shooting of four journalists and a member of staff at the Capitol Gazette in Annapolis, the president's anti-press rhetoric has also contributed to the
climate.
So
when you have the President of the United States calling journalists the enemy of the people, do you think you're seeing that it matters?
I think that when this becomes constant, it's almost normalized and it percolates to large segment of the population. And this is how it's contributed to create this climate of fear for journalists, which is a theme of this year's index.
The problematic state. I mean, it's actually quite surprising that it was even 45 last year. Had it dropped? last year from before?
Yes, it had. So it's been gradually a dropping.
How would you describe?
It was 43 in 2017, 45 in 2018, and now this year it's 48.
Yeah. And then what does that mean for the American public?
Well, I think this has an impact on all of us, even in terms of in terms of information and access to information, which is a backbone of democracy. So this has, this is significant. America was always seen as the beacon of press freedom, not only here but around the world. And this has also had negative repercussions in different countries, especially if you think of the labeling of fake news, which has been used in authoritarian regimes around the world. From the Philippines, we just saw Maria Ressa speak, to Putin and Russia, and
I've certainly seen that working in other countries in Asia. Journalists would come up and say, "I can't publish this, but if the Washington Post does, then we can say the Washington Post published these things." And I know firsthand and in my bones how we have really been a beacon, the American press, for other countries. So it is quite stunning to see that we're so low in the pack. Let's go back to the World Index, your report. Numbers are kind of stunning. How many journalists were killed last year?
Yeah, well, last year we had 80 journalists who were killed across the world, 348 were detained, and 60 were held hostages.
Whoa. So right as we speak, there are over 300 journalists in jail for writing something. Yeah. It's a stunning and important figure, and we're grateful that all of you showed up today, because it's the fourth estate to keep checks and balances on the other branches of power, as famously said, that power corrupts and absolute power is absolutely corrupting. Mm-hmm. Let's look at some of the other headlines. When you look at the world map there, we saw black spaces, and in fact, many of the places here that have the worst records have dictators basically running the show. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Tell us about the worst places in the world.
Well, you see this the black zone. If the Middle East and North Africa are the most dangerous places to be a journalist, so they are they hold the last place in our index. This is due in large part to the wars in the region, but also to authoritarian leaders, crashing of the Arab Spring a few years ago. If you look at outside of these black zones, you have other countries like Venezuela, which has also this year been affected by the authoritarian regime of President Maduro,
and they dropped in the spot. Some of the other big movements. Let's talk about those. There were some. Central African Republic dropped 33 slots. Tanzania dropped 25. Nicaragua 24. Down, with Daniel Ortega now running the show and being a leader who is cracking down on press. Hungary, also bad news.
Yeah, so Nicaragua saw the steepest fall in the Americas, which was the most the one that had the steepest fall this year. There's been a big crackdown in Nicaragua on independent media. There were a lot of protests where journalists were systematically considered the opposition and were attacked. There were some journalists who were jailed on terrorism charges. Hungary is another interesting place. Prime Minister Orbán basically controls the media, and it's reached such an extent that critical media are now having difficulties and just can't access government officials, press conferences, and this in turn has an effect even in their possibility to get funding and advertising. So this is a bleak landscape for Europe.
So the advertisers don't want to be associated with the press because government pressure. How about China and Turkey?
Yeah, well, China's model of internet control, censorship, and cyber surveillance is gradually being adopted by a lot of the neighboring countries. And this is whether you're talking about countries like Vietnam or countries even like Cambodia, Singapore. It's also having an impact as far as Africa. So this is something
when you say cyber control, what do you mean? What are they doing?
The regime controls the internet, controls all the information that is being communicated. People's access to websites are curtailed. It's just censored.
So anything critical, you don't get it.
The other element about China is that 60 journalists and bloggers are being detained in horrible conditions. So this is another noteworthy element.
There have been some good news. Tell us about the significant rises.
Well, yeah, you see it here. We were talking earlier about this black zone in the Middle East and North Africa. Tunisia was a very positive, and it was an exception, a positive case. This is a reflection of the president's commitment to press freedom. If you look at Armenia, they're also in a very bad zone regarding press freedom in our index. Armenia has jumped 19 points. These changes that you see there are often the change of a reflection of change of government, and this applies to Ethiopia.
In fact,
as well.
Often the one leader in charge can change
exactly,
a country.
Exactly, and this was the case in Ethiopia, which jumped 40 points. For the first time in
40 points. Well, it's nice to have some good news, isn't it? And we're going to actually bring on the next panel that's going to talk further about good news, and then we're going to come back again with another discussion. But I just, before we leave the stage, when you look at the index for 2019, what is the state of journalism around the world?
Well, that's one point. The theme this year is fear. And the state of journalism, press freedom around the world are declining. And this is really a matter of grave concern to us. It's declining all over the world, but also in the traditional press freedom ally, if you want, countries in Europe and countries like here in the United States.
It's a stunning picture. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go to
Thank
some
you.
Good news about what's going on that people are doing right. And then we're going to come back and talk about the states and the way forward. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more interviews from this series and other Washington Post Live programs, visit us at washingtonpostlive.com.